我现在给你们讲一个我特别感动的故事。
I'm going to tell you a story that touched me deeply.
美国一个著名演员叫乔治·克鲁尼。
A famous actor in the United States is named George Clooney.
在美国纽约市林肯中心。
In New York City, Lincoln Center.
全世界的艺术圣殿获得了终身成就奖。
All the art institutions around the world have received the Lifetime Achievement Award.
然后他领奖的时候上台分享了一个故事。
And when he was receiving the award, he came up to share a story.
这个故事特别精彩。
At this moment, it's particularly exciting.
我想分享给大家。
I want to share with you.
在他年轻的时候也是很难找到工作的。
It was also difficult for him to find a job when he was young.
因为大家要知道做演员这份工作是更加难，跟运气。
Because everyone knows that being an actor is a more difficult job than luck.
有很大的相关。
Have a big idea.
最早那都是当群众演员。
That was all just playing minor roles.
后来当小配角。
Later as a minor role.
有一天他在好莱坞参加一场试镜。
One day, he was auditioning for a role in Hollywood.
试完了也不知道自己有没有可能被录取。走出来的时候。
After trying, I don't know if I have a chance to be admitted.
看到外面有个公用的电话亭。
I saw a public phone booth outside.
听到这个男人一边打电话。
I heard a man talking on the phone.
一边哭找工作很不顺。
It's not going well to look for a job while crying.
跟他一样做演艺界。
Do the same as him in the entertainment industry.
然后乔治·克鲁尼这个时候问他说你怎么了。
Then George Clooney asked him what's wrong.
他说哎呀。
He said oops.
我现在想去华纳影城。
I want to go to Warner Bros. Studio.
我都走不过去。
I can't keep up.
我没有钱了。
I don't have any money.
我已经快活不下去了。
I'm so horny.
乔治·克鲁尼摸了摸自己的口袋。
George Clooney patted his pocket.
哎，里面二十美。
$20.
那个时候二十美元一大笔钱。
Back then, $20 was a lot of money.
他也只有这二十美元。
He only had $20.
他把这二十美元拿出来了。
He took out $20.
给这个人。
To this person.
他说，你的运气来了。
He said, your luck is coming.
我这二十美元免费送给你。
Here's $20 just for you.
没关系。
It's okay.
你打个车，朋友，不要太伤心。
It's okay to ask your friends for help, but don't be too sad if they can't.
然后这故事就继续下去。
Then the story continued.
他后来就开始也慢慢有工作。
He later started to have some work.
担任一些小角色，但
also played some minor roles.
是始终就没有任何进入主流的机会。
But there was never any opportunity to enter the mainstream.
有一天，突然他接到一个机会，要去一个电视剧去面试。他
One day, he suddenly received an opportunity to interview for a TV series.
在那读着那个剧本，逗得前面一堆面试官。
He was reading the script and making everyone in the front laugh.
哈哈大笑。他
laugh heartily.
觉得自己确实也挺有表演天赋的。
He really felt that he had a lot of talent for performance.
但他知道基本上很难被录取了。
But he knew that it was basically impossible to get in.
而且即使这一轮过了。
And even after this round is over.
后面还有五六轮。
There are still 5 or 6 rounds to come.
结果他怎么都想不到。
What results you can't imagine.
就在他念完这个剧本的时候
When he finished reading the script,
中间有个人说了
Someone in the middle spoke.
说恭喜你
Congratulations.
你被录取了
You have been admitted.
他说啊
He said,
我没听错吧
I didn't hear you wrong.
难道后面的那些面试都不需要了吗？
Are the subsequent interviews no longer needed?
他说没听错，可以了。
He said he had heard it correctly.
你就被录取了。
You have been admitted.
哇塞！
Well,
他说他激动的那一刻啊。
He said that at the moment he was excited.
就是感觉到不可思议。
I felt unbelievable.
害怕他们反悔。
Afraid they will regret.
赶紧自己就走出去。
Go out and do it yourself.
说好，谢谢。
Okay, thank you.
然后自己就走了。
Then he just walked away.
这帮人待会跟他聊更多，反悔了。
These people will talk to him more about retracting their statements later.
不给 offer 了。
No offer.
就在他走的时候。
As he was walking away,
后面有人就说，哎，年轻人，然后他回过头。
Then someone said, well, young people, when you look back,
说你好像不认识我。
He said, you don't seem to know me.
当年你给了我$20，天哪。
Back then, you gave me $20, wow.
给了$20的那个人。
The person who gave $20.
今天成为他的面试的评委。
Today, I became a judge for his interview.
这个人认出他一辈子。
I recognize him for a lifetime.
记得他，他曾经给过的$20。
Remember the $20 he gave me.
于是最后做了一个报恩的决定。
So, he finally made a decision to repay the kindness.
就是不需要经过多轮面试。
Just don't need to go through multiple interviews.
直接就录取他。
Just admit him.
结果今天成为影帝，终身成就奖。
Today, he won the Lifetime Achievement Award for the Best Actor.
所以每个人的人品决定了你这一辈子到底能走多远。
So, how far can a person's character determine their entire life?
你想人生路上有贵人。
I want to have someone to rely on in my life.
你得去真诚地对待每一个身边的人。
You have to treat every kind of person with sincerity.
那些恶语。
Those curses.
那乱喷的在直播间里那。
In the chaotic live stream.
那些黑粉一辈子不会有贵人去帮助他们。
Those haters will never help those they dislike.
因为他们心中没有那个善良。
Because they lack that kindness in their hearts.
郑老师都在为社会做这样的贡献。
Mr. Zhang is making such contributions to society.
创造这样的价值。
Create such value.
还有人居然要来黑。
Some people are actually trying to smear me.
给我来捧我。
I'll take care of myself.
你想想看。
Imagine.
这帮人心中都不知道什么叫善良。
These people have no sense of kindness.
他不会有贵人。
He won't have a lucky break.
他甚至会得到报应的。
He will even be punished.
所以郑老师再次真诚地跟大家说。
Therefore, Teacher Zhang sincerely said to everyone again.
拿出我们的真诚。
Ring out our sincerity.
拿出我们的善良。
Ring out our kindness.
大家一起跟这些更友善的人，跟志同道的人在一起。
Come together with these kinder people and like-minded people.
好吧。
Okay.